Okay, good morning. We are at the Region 1 Gymnasium at Lustuyak Gymnasium for the Region 1 Championship game against Port Allsworth versus the King Cove Rookies. And the winner moved on. First place, the loser will challenge either Lustuyak or Manicotic or second place. The winner of Lustuyak or Manicotic winner will play the loser of King Cove or Port Allsworth. So we'll see what happens here. Both teams are really quick off their feet. They can bring the ball down fairly fast, and both teams can shoot. So we'll see how the result's going to turn out. But looking at from yesterday's game with King Cove, real good out there with teamwork, hustling, rebounding, moving the ball around. And for the other team, Port Allsworth, they pretty much did the same way, but looks like Sandpoint, no, King Cove, with a young team on there. With a young team, looks real good out there with the King Cove sophomores. So we have one senior starting on the King Cove team with a junior and three seniors. Right now we are on introduction of the players for the starting five of the Port Allsworth players and the King Cove rookies. So we have number 35 starting for King Cove, Jalea. Number 50 is Monica. Number 20, Elena. Number 15, Sadie. And number 14, Emily. We are on a Pledge of Allegiance starting the. We'll give it 10 seconds. Okay, here we go with the game. So let's get done with the Pledge of Allegiance of the flag. And we are here set for the championship game. The winner moves on to go to state next week in Anchorage. Okay, we have the girls heading out to the line. We have number 3, Kaya, for Kaya 30. The tip went to King Cove, but she tipped it over to a King Cove player. We have number four. I gotta get my thing organized here. So we have a number 4, Egan. What's this right here? Ariel. Yeah. Here we have number 14, Caitlin. Caitlin puts up a shot. 2 points. We have Emily coming down to ball, passes out to number 28, Elaine. Long shot by number 15, that's Sadie, 3-pointer. That's good. We have 3-2, King Cove, Port Allsworth. has the ball going out to number three. That's Kaya to Ariel. Ariel threw it out of bounds. The ball's going to go back to King Cove. So we have number 14, Emily, taking ball out. Passed it down to Kalela, but she threw it out of bounds. And we are going to go the other way with who's starting on number 30? Oh, right here, 30. Okay, number 11, Michaela. Michaela has the ball, passes it off to number 30. That's Kate. Kate puts up a shot down low and makes it in. 3-4. We have a ball stolen by Port Aldworth. We have a ball game going here with Port Aldworth and King Cove. Oh, we had a turnover on the court with Port Aldworth, so King Cove's going to be taking the ball down. Number 14, Emily, passed it off to Elaine. Elaine, a long pass to Monica, but was stolen by number 30, Katie. Katie picks up a shot down low and in. We have 3-6. Six with Port Aldworth ahead by 3 points. Ball stolen again down low. We have a steal by Kaya for Port Aldworth. She cuts it off to number 14. That's Ariel. Ariel to number 11. That's Malin. Malin is Kaya out to Kalea. We have number 11, Malin. Malin passes off to Kaya, but she put up a three and off the backboard. We have number 15 going down. Sadie with a fast break. She puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Kaya from Port Aldworth. She's coming down full board with the ball. Passes off to number 11, Malin. Malin way down low. Three-pointer by number 14, Ariel, but it got off the mark. Rebounded by Emily. Emily to Sadie. Sadie down low to Galea. She put up a shot, missed the shot, and then rebounded by number 14. Number 14, that was Caitlin. Caitlin. I got to get my thing going here. We have Elena with the ball, passes down to Sadie. Sadie out to Emily. Emily back to Sadie. Sadie. Oh, we have a travel on the court by number 15. That's Sadie. Turnover to Tenalian. So we have a timeout on White, King Cove. 4:25 left in the first period. 3-6. We have starters for Tenalian. Number 3 was Kaya. Number 4 was Ariel. Malin, number 11. Caitlin was 14, and Katie was number 30. So we are we have a 3-point lead by the Tenalian. 3-6, 4:25 in the first period. We just had a substitute come in, number 33, Jana, for the team. We have a we had a loose ball on the floor, and the ball went off King Cove. We have a number 23, that Alyssa passed it off to Caitlin. Caitlin to number 4, that's Ariel. Ariel back to Caitlin. Alyssa with the ball. Three ball by Jana is good. We had nine. The score is 9-3. We have a long pass down to number 15. That's Sadie. Sadie out to Emily. We have a two-pointer by Monica. 5-9, 3-30. We have Tennille come down with the mouth. Number 14, that's Caitlin. Caitlin out to Malin. Long three ball by John again. That's good. 12-5. The King Cove girls got to get on John with her three-point shooting. We have Monica with the ball down low, pass down low to Leia. She missed a layup, rebounded by Port Aldworth. There's a long pass down low, King Cove, but they missed off and rebounded by Jalea. Fast break by Sadie, but she missed the ball, rebounded again by Jalea. Put up a shot and then 7-12. We have King Cove with the Port Aldworth with the ball. Ariel down low to Jana. Jana dribbling the ball. 7-12. Caitlin with the ball right now. Caitlin passes off to Ariel. Ariel dribbles out to Jana. Jana back out to Malin. Rebound by number 23. Jana puts up a shot. No good. Rebound by Jalea. Here comes Elena with a fast break. She gets cut off down low by number 14, Caitlin. We have Emily. Emily with the ball now. Dribble off to Elena. Elena cuts off and drives in. 2 points for Elena. 9-12. 3-point lead by the Tenalian. We have Caitlin come down with the ball. Pass it off to Malin. A long three ball by John of Port Aldworth. No good. Rebounded by Melissa. Melissa out to Melissa for a three, but off the mark. Rebounded by Jalea. Jalea passed it off to Elena. Elena to Emily. Emily back to Elena. Elena back to. We have Elena now with the ball. Shoots up a three. Oh, wow. Long three ball by Elena. The score is tied at 12. 53 seconds left in the first period. We have number 14, Caitlin, come down tomorrow. Pass it off to Malin. Oh, we have a foul on the court. The referee called it on Monica. That's her first foul. We have 42 seconds left in the game, tied at 12. Two substitutes for Canadian, number three and 30 coming in. It's Kaya and Katie. We have a long three ball by Jana. No good air ball. Rebound by Jalea. Jalea passes off to Elena. Elena dribbling down. The ball got stolen by Canadian. Here comes the fast break with number 14, Katie. She puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Jalea, but her foot was off on the line, so the ball is going to go back to Tenalian. We have a Tenalian ball now. There's a shot coming in by Tenalian, but shot up an air ball. Two air balls are shot up by Katie. Rebounded by Emily went all the way down. Passed it off to Elena. Put up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Sadie. Sadie out to Elena. Elena to Jalea. Jalea puts up a finishing time off the clock, but it bounced off the rim, and we are tied at 12 apiece at the first period. So looks like we are pretty well matched up out there, but things can change later. Both sides can both sides of the team can run, they can dribble, they can shoot, they can rebound, they can move the ball around. So, like you say, it can go either way. So, we'll see what happens in 24 minutes. But we're going to be starting the second period. And I was having a little tougher time with the Port Aldworth girls, because the first time I get on the roster with them, and I was having trouble with the names. But yesterday's game, I kind of catch on with the names, and I didn't have to look down at the names. The names were just clicking in. So we have Elena with the ball coming down for Port Aldworth. She's being guarded by number 4. That's Ariel. Elena dribbling to Monica. Monica shot, shoots up 2, makes it in. We have King Cove girls up by 2 now, 14-12. We have Katie coming down the ball. This is off to Kaya. Kaya out to number 30. That was Katie. Katie put up a shot, no good. Gives it off to Jana. She put up a shot, no good. There's a turnover by Jalea. Jalea got the rebound, but she turned the ball over and gave it to her. But they recovered the ball again. So we have Elena with the ball now. So Elena passed off to Jalea. Jalea was going to pass it back to Elena, but the ball was tipped out of bounds by a Canadian player. We have a substitute coming in on the floor. That's number 11. Kiana coming for Jalea. 7 minutes left in the second period. 14-12. King Cove up by 2. We have a long free ball by Sadie, but she missed ball, and ball went out to her. She puts up another shot, no good, rebounded by Emily. Emily dribbling the ball out, she goes all the way into the basket, shoots up, no good, rebounded by Kiana. Kiana, so we have a 3-second violation against King Cove, so the ball's going to come down for the Canadian. 14-12, 6:36. We have number 14, Caitlin, pass it off to Kaya. Kaya dribbling around, pass it off to Caitlin. Caitlin goes out, pass it back to Jana with a 3-ball. Jana picked up right way after mark, but rebounded by Elena. Elena was going down for a fast break, but to travel with the ball. Turnover by King Cove. 6:17, second period, 14-12. King Cove up by 2. We have Kaya with the ball. Jana passed it off to Jana. Jana's ball almost stolen by Sadie. And Jana recovered the ball. Well, we have Kaya coming in for the basket. Kaya was fouled down low as she was driving in for the basket. So we're going to have Kaya for the Tenalian going up for 2 shots. And the foul went to number 20. That's Elena. That's her first foul. And Kaya's first shot up is good. 14-13. We have a substitute coming in for the rookie. Jalea replacing Kiana. So her side up, second side up is no good. Rebound by Elena. Elena running down for the fast break all the way down. No good. Air ball. Rebounded by Kaya. Kaya just stopped to Caitlin. Caitlin down low to Katie. Katie puts up a shot, but no good. Rebounded by Jalea, but the ball went on the line. So turnover to Canadian. John now with the ball right now to Caitlin. Caitlin now to Kaya. Kaya to Katie. Katie back to Kaya. There's an arm with the shoulder stolen by Sadie. Caitlin with the ball. Driving was number 30. That was Katie. She was fouled down low. So we have a Canadian player, number 30, Katie, going to the free throw line, and that's going to be Monica's second foul. We have a first shot up for Katie. Her first shot up is good. We are tied at 14. Second period, and we have a second shot going up for Katie. No good. Rebounded by Jalea, tipped off to Elena. Elena come down to ball, long three ball by Elena. It's good. Nice jumper, three ball, 17-14. 3-point lead by the King Cove Girls. We have Caitlin going up for a shot, fast break shot, but she put up an air ball. Okay. There's some kind of commotion going on out there with the referees, with the coaches. So the ball is for Tenalian. We have almost a steal by number 14, Emily. So, the ball went to Kinko. The tip, the ball went off the Tenalian player. So we got Kinko inbounding the ball. 17-14, 5 minutes left in the second period. We have Elena coming down to ball right now. Elena puts up a two-pointer, no good rebound, but Jalea, she put it up and it's in. 19-14, King Cove. We have Caitlin come down to ball, pass it off to number four, that's Ariel. And the ball went off the 10 aliens' hand, so the turnover for Sadie, taking out the ball, pass it off to Elena. Elena dribbling down, goes out to number 15, Sadie. Sadie back to Elena. She puts up a two, and it counted. So we have a 21-14. We have a number 14, Caitlin. Caitlin with the ball. Can't find nobody to pass it to. Ball stolen by number 14, Emily. Emily goes all the way down, puts up a layup. No good, rebounded by Elena. Puts up a shot and misses that shot, so rebounded by Tenalian. We have number 14, Caitlin, come down to ball. Pass it off to Kaya. Kaya out to Malin. Stolen by Elena. Elena's come down with the ball. Pass it off to Jalea. Jalea to Sadie. Sadie to back to Jalea. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Kaya. And the ball came off Jalea's hand. So Tenalian's going to be getting the ball. Coming down with the ball. And we are at 3:45 in the second period. 21-14. King Cove up by six points, yeah. Seven. Up by 7 points, 21-14. 3:45, second period. So we have a short timeout. We had a short timeout called by the Tenalian. Tenalian player Kaya is going to be inbounding the ball. She passed it off to Caitlin. Caitlin's coming down the ball, almost stolen by Sadie. And recovered back in by Caitlin. There's Katie coming down for a layup. She puts up a basket and in. 21-16. We have number 14, Emily, coming down. Pass it off to Sadie. Sadie down low to Jalea. Jalea back out to Elena. Elena puts up a basket. Two-pointer for Elena. 23-16. Okay, we have Alyssa pass it off to Kaya. Kaya's coming the ball down for Port Aldwood. She passed it off to number 11, Malia. Malia out to Caitlin. Caitlin to Alyssa. Alyssa's going to pass it back to Caitlin. Caitlin out to Kaya. Kaya to Alyssa. Alyssa passed off to Caitlin. Caitlin down low to number 11, Malin, but her shot was blocked by Jalea, and the ball went out of bounds, so Canelian's going to be getting ball back. 2:42, second period, 23-16. King Cove Rookies up. John out the ball, passed off to Alyssa. Alyssa to Katie. Katie out to John for a long three. No good, rebound by Monica. Monica passed it off to Elena. Elena running down for a fast break. Cuts off by a Canadian, stolen by Katie. But the ball went out of her hand as she was going to make a fast break. But another turnover by Canadian. So we have 14, Emily taking ball out, passed it off to Sadie. Sadie back to Emily. Emily passed off to Jalea. We have we had Emily going in for a lay, but she was knocked off, bumped off by another player, and looks like we're gonna be having a jump ball. Or we don't know what the refs are calling, so they're kind of arguing about that call. Now they call it a jump ball. So the referees were looking at each other, what kind of decision to make. So they ended up with a jump ball. So Canadians are going to be coming down with the ball. We have Alyssa coming down with the ball. Pass it off to Katie. Katie out to Kaya. Kaya guarded good by Jalea. We have Alyssa with the ball. Pass it off to Katie. Katie to number 4. That's Ariel. Ariel back out to Katie. Katie dribble out to Jana. Jana out to Alyssa. Alyssa passes out to Ariel. Ariel with the ball. Passes off to Kaya. Kaya. Kaya was going in for shot. She was fouled by Monica, number 50. So Kaya's going to be going up for two baskets. Her first one up was good. 1:25, second period, 23-17. So we have a substitute coming in, Leilani, for Monica. Oh, second shot up for Kaya was no good, but there was a line violation on one of the King Cole girls, so she's going to shoot up another shot. Kaya's third shot up is no good, rebounded by Jalea. Jalea passed it off to Elena. Elena's coming down with the ball, 23-17, 1:19, less than that second period. We have a ball stolen by Katie. Katie stole Elena's ball, so we have Kaya with the ball now. She turned. She passed the ball down low to Malaya, but went over her head, so turnover by Tanelian. We have Elena coming down with the ball now for King Cove. Passed it off to Emily. Emily back to Elena. A long three ball by 15. Air ball recovered by Elena. Rebound and passed up to 14. She shot up a three, but an air ball. So there was a foul down low by number 20, Elena. Her second foul. We have a Malaya with the ball now for Aldwood. Pass it down low to number 4. That was Ariel. Puts up a two-pointer and went in. So we had 23-19, 24 seconds left. We have Elani with the ball. Pass it out to Elena with a for a long three ball. That basket counted 26-19. We have Caitlin with the ball right now. Pass it out to number four, Ariel. Ariel's ball almost stolen. Kaya with the ball right now. Kaya with a long three ball by Ariel, but the ball went off the rim. And end of second period, we are at 26-19. King Cove up. King Cove up by 7 points. So we will be back in 10 minutes for the championship between the King Cove rookies and the Tenalian.
Thank you so much, John. I got my clock set, and I'll talk to you here soon in about 10 minutes.
Okay. We'll see you in 10 minutes then.
Right on. Tenalian Lynx up against the King Cove rookies. Moving on. We're going to say some thank yous, play a little music, and we'll be back after the halftime of Set Your Watch, right about 10 minutes.
The John Gould & Sons True Value General Store and Supermarket on Heart Lake Drive in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Gould & Sons offers hardware, groceries, and other household needs. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Further information, 497-2212. John Gould & Sons, proud sponsor of high school basketball on KSDP.
All right. We have a couple more thank yous to share with the listening audience. Thank you to the Aleutians East Borough. Thank you to the City of Sandpoint, the City of King Cove. Thank you to the Shumigan Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, and the Aleut Corporation. Thank you to the Alaska Commercial Company, stores in King Cove and Sandpoint, the Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Tel Alaska, Peninsula Airways, Sandpoint Generating, thank you very much, hopped on and is bringing us some support to continue our coverage of high school basketball. We are currently in the midst of Ladies Regionals Tournament. Have a live courtside coverage from New Stoyhook. And the Tenalian Lynx and the Rookies are at halftime. Rookies ahead by just a little bit. We will have, we'll have the T-Jacks after this game. And we'll see how the boys do and see whether somebody from our neck of the woods or neck of the islands or neck of the mainland gets to go to the big show in Anchorage. In the meantime, how about a thank you to Aleutian Services?
I'd like to take the time to say thank you to our sponsors of the Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Alaska, offering a number of services including freight forwarding, trucking, vessel expediting, business expediting, and moving services from the village of Cold Bay. For more details, give them a call at 907-532-2407. Aleutian Services, proud sponsors of KSDP and high school basketball.
And we'll move on with a little bit of modern music. How about some Father John Misty? Total entertainment forever.
Betting Taylor Swift every night inside the Oculus Rift. After Mr. and the Mrs. finished dinner and the dishes. And now the picture's definition is so much higher than it was last year. It's like the images have all become real. Someone's living my life. Yeah. plugged into a hose, skin and bones, a frozen smile on every face as the stories replay. This must have been a wonderful place.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Sandpoint Generating in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering electric utility and heating fuel services since 2006. Sandpoint Generating is proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP and support the people of the Aleutians East Borough. For more details or prices, 383-4020. That's 383-4020. Sandpoint Generating, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
Never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's a running. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee, and baby I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's a one in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Okay, we are going back to courtside with John Hansen and the King Cove Rookies.
Okay, welcome back to the game. This is John Hansen from New Stuyahok. And I got the numbers for the game. We are King Cove has 26 Tanalian with 19. And King Cole's going to be taking the ball out by Emily. Emily dribbled the ball off. Dribbling the ball. Passes off to Elena. We have a 3-second violation. So we have Kaya taking the ball off for Tanalian. Passes off to Caitlin. Caitlin with the ball. Dribbling down. Goes all the way down coast to coast and puts up a 2 and in. 21-26. Elena passed off to Sadie. Sadie out to Emily. Emily to Jalea. Here comes Leilani with a layup, but the ball went off the backboard and rebounded by Jalea. Jalea out to Elena. Elena to Jalea off the mark. Rebounded by Jalen for Port Aldwood. Port Aldwood to Katie. Katie out to Kaya. Kaya's going in for a shot. No good. Rebound by number 4. That was Ariel. Ariel out to Malin. We have a jump ball situation on the floor. And the ball's going to go to Tanalian. Malin has the ball passed through Kaya. Kaya out to Caitlin. Caitlin back to Malin. Malin with the ball passed off to number 4. Ariel. Ariel to Kaya. Kaya back out to Caitlin. Caitlin tries a 3. No good. Rebound by Elena. Elena coming down with the ball. Pass it off to Malaya. Malaya out to Sadie. Sadie down low to Emily, but put up a shot. No good. Rebound by Leilani. Leilani to Sadie. Sadie goes up for the basket. No good. Here comes a drive by Leilani. No good. She shot. She gets her own rebound and missed 2 of them. And Talia ran up with the basket 2 and missed and rebounded by Port Aldwood, but that came off the hands of King Cove. So Kaya with the ball inbounding for King Cove, passed it off to Caitlin. Caitlin out. Back to Kaya. Kaya to number 4. That's Ariel. Ariel to number 33, Jana. Jana's going to take a drive to the basket. No good. Rebounded by Jalea. Jalea passes off to Elena. Elena back to Jalea. To Emily. Emily passes it back to Elena. The ball is stolen. Almost stolen by Caitlin, but there was a tie-up on the floor between Elena and Caitlin, so the jump ball possession is going to go to King Cove. 5:09:26:21. King Cove on top by 5. We have Elena with a jump shot. Her jumper is good. 28:21. 4:59. We have Caitlin coming down to ball for Port Aldwood now. Caitlin to Kaya. Kaya dribbling the ball out. Looks like she's going to go all the way, but looks like the ball was tipped off by King Kogel. So Tanalian going to get the ball. A long free ball by Caitlin is no good. An air ball by Caitlin. So King Kogel's going to be getting the ball. We have Elena going off to Emily. Emily's bringing the ball down. Emily passed it off to Leilani. Leilani was going to do a pass, but stolen by Kaya. Kaya went down the line, so a turnover by Tanalian. 28-21, 4:30, third period. Timeout was called by the rookie's coach. looks like it might be a short time out, so a quick talk to these girls about setting up the wall. So I'm right next to them, so I've been keeping an eye on the coach, and he's been doing a good job on his girls, so he wants to make sure that the girls are getting it right. And we are going to be starting with the third period at 4:30 left in the period, and we have King Cove up by 7. We have Sadie taking the ball out for King Cove, passes off to Elena. Elena puts up a jumper, no good, rebound by Delia, puts up another shot up and in. 30-21, a little short jumper by Jalea. Long pass from Caitlin. Caitlin Lal was going to do a fast pick for Dollar, but it's a turnover, so the ball's coming back to King Cove. We have Emily with the ball right now for King Cove. She's setting the ball up to Jalea to Leilani. Leilani lost the ball, but almost recovered her own ball, but the ball got taken away again. We have Taneli and Caitlin with the ball right now coming down. Long pass to Kaya. Kaya to Katie. Katie out to Caitlin. She was going up for a jump shot, and we have a foul down low by King Cove. So Caitlin's going to be going up for two shots, and the foul went on, looks like number 15, Sadie. That's her first foul. So don't look like both teams are in foul trouble. So then we are at third period. Looks like the first shot up for Kaylin was good, but the second shot was off the mark. So we have a jumper down low by Emily off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Leilani, but she was tied up with another player from Tanalian. There's a substitute coming in for Tanalian. John is going to be replacing Ariel. So we have John on the floor now for King Cove. 30-22, 8-point lead by 8-point lead by King Cove. We have Caitlin now with the ball. Caitlin to Kaya. Kaya to Jana. Jana back out to number 4. That's Ariel. Alyssa. Alyssa back to Kaya. Kaya's going to put up a 2. No good. Off the mark. Rebounded by Jalea. Jalea was going to do a fast break, but stolen by John. A long 3-ball, no good. Rebounded by, she gets her own rebound. So we are here at the third period. John saw Caitlin down low with a 2, and she puts a basket and it's in. 6-point lead by King Cove, 30-24. We have Sadie come down to ball, pass off to Elena. Elena to Emily, Emily to Jalea, Jalea back out to Elena. Elena's setting up the ball, long 3-ball by Elena. All net. 33-24 by Elena. Three point shot by Elena. We have number 4 coming down, Ariel. Ariel passed out to Alyssa for the Canadian. Almost stolen by Sadie, but the ball went off the hands of Tanalian, so a turnover by Fort Aldworth. Elena is coming down the ball now for King Cove. Passes off to Emily. Emily to Sadie. Back to Emily. Emily's going in for the drive. Side passes off to Leilani off the side. Shoots up a basket, but missed the whole rim. Rebounded by Jalea. Jalea out to number 14. That's Emily. Emily to Elena. Emily. Elena back out to Emily. Emily back to Elena. Elena to Jalea. Jalea with the ball. Long pass to Leilani. Leilani back to Elena. Elena passes out to Emily. Now they're going to set up the ball. So we have Jalea in the middle there.
White ball.
And the ball was almost stolen by Alyssa Port Aldward, but she went off the hands of her. So we have our substitute coming in for Alyssa now, and that's number 30, Katie for Port Aldward. So we have number 14, Emily, dribbling the ball out, setting it up. Emily to Elena. Elena puts up a... Oh, wow, look at that. That was a nice work. We had a three-way pass by Elena to Jalea and down low to Leilan. They put up a two basket and counted. We're at 35-24. 30 seconds left in the third period. So we have number 11, Malin, with the ball for King Cove. Jalea. Caitlin. Caitlin out to number four. That was Ariel. She threw the ball out of bounds. Was going to pass to Jana, but now we have a turnover by Canadian. So we have number 15, Sadie, coming down to ball for King Cove, 35-24. 9-point lead. We have a over and back by King Cove, so the ball is going to be going over to Canalian. We have number 14, Caitlin, taking the ball out for Port Aldworth. Number 4, Ariel, back to Caitlin. Here's Kaya with a drive. No good. Rebounded by Sadie. Sadie's coming down for a fast break. Up and no good. Rebounded by Elena. Elena to Leilani. Leilani did a buzzer beater up and in. Two-pointer, 37-24. Good job down low for Leilani. So I don't have the stats right now for the ball game, but if I could later, I could get it from the scorekeepers and see who's scoring out there and who's making baskets. So we are going to be starting the fourth quarter championship game for the regionals up here at New Stuyahat. Right now we have looks like a 13-point lead by King Cove, 37-24. And we had a pretty good start for both teams. Good start, but I said looks like things will change around later. And sure enough, we have King Cove rookies pulling away a little bit now. So I can hear their coach on the side both ways on defense, offense, talking to her. These girls all the way. So that's what a coach needs to do to the players. So keep them in line, and when you keep them in line, when they listen, they do good. So here we have Emily with the ball stolen by Caitlin. Caitlin's ball was stolen again, but recovered by Katie. We have a jump ball on the floor. 37-24, 7:43 left in the game. Number four, that's Ariel, can take the ball out to Jana. Jana out to Caitlin. Caitlin dribbling the ball long, pass to Jana. We have a long three ball by number four, Ariel. No good rebound by Elena. Elena went for the fast break up and in. 39-24. A very, very fast break by Lena. There's a ball stolen by Jalea. Jalea passed off to Elena. Elena's going to dribble out. Right behind the back pass to Sadie. Sadie's hold. We have a fast foul down low. Timberley was going to go for the basket down low, but she was fouled by a Canadian player, and this looks like Ariel's first foul. First shot up for Timberley. Good. 40-24. So we... It's like the boys, the girls are pulling away now. Emily shot up, second shot up is good. So we have Caitlin coming down for Fort Aldworth. 6:53. Pass it off to Jana. Jana out to Kaya. Kaya long, down low to Katie. Katie gets the ball and travels with the ball. So it's a turnover by Canadian. And we have... Emily taking the ball out for King Cove, passes off to Leilani. Leilani back to Emily. Emily got passes off to Sadie. Sadie back to Leilani. Leilani back to Emily. Emily has the ball, pulls out to Leilani. Leilani to Elena. Elena takes the drive all the way in, up and in. No good. Rebounded by number four, Ariel. Recovered by 15. That was Sadie. Now we have foul down low on number 23, Alyssa, with a push. And we have number 15, Sadie, taking the ball up for King Cove. Sadie to Emily. Emily back to Sadie. Sadie with a three ball, no good. We had a long shot by... Looks like Sadie was going to shoot a three, and she was fouled outside of the three-point line. So we have Sadie coming up to the free throw line to shoot three. 41-24, 6:08 left in the fourth period. We have the first shot up for Sadie was good. 42-24. The second shot up for Sadie is good. So it looks like we have the King Cove girls have a really comfortable lead now, and the third shot up for Sadie is good. So she made all three free throws for the rookies. We have Caitlin right now with the ball. Pass it down to Alyssa. Alyssa to Caitlin. Kate, number four is Ariel. Ariel to Jana. Jana's going to try a long three ball. Off the mark, rebounded by Jalea. Jalea out to Elena. Elena's coming down for a fast break. We have 14. Emily with the ball now. Pass it off to Leilani. Leilani to Jalea. Jalea with the ball, setting it up for King Cove. Out long, three ball by Emily. No good. Oh, we have another foul. Where Emily was shooting a three. So we're going to have Emily shooting three now at the free throw line. 5:26. 45-24, a 21-point lead for King Cove. So okay, the second shot up for Emily is good. So far she hit two shots out of three, so we'll see what she does with the third one. And is ready to put up the third one up and in. So both players, AD and Emily, put all three baskets in at the free throw line. Okay, we have Caitlin for Port Aldworth out to Ariel. Would we have a timeout on the floor by the Tenalian? Coach, a full timeout for Tenalian, 47-24. So looks like the King Cove Rookies have a healthy lead here, and looks like they're going to be going into state. So we have a 5:18 left in the game, so this might be a hard comeback for Tenalian, because if they need to come back, they got a lot of work ahead of them to do so if they want to catch up. But from where I'm at, King Cove look a little stronger than King Cove. So we are at the end of the timeout now, and a huge lead by King Cove, 23-point lead. And we have Sadie, Emily, Jalea, Leilani, and Elena back out for King Cove. And Kaya's going to be taking ball out for Tenalian. Tenalian pass. Kaya pass out to Ariel. Ariel back to Kaya. Kaya passes the ball to Katie, but a turnover by Port Aldworth. Here comes Elena with the ball, pass it up to Leilani. Leilani passes it back out to Emily. Emily passes it to Leilani, down low to Sadie. Sadie to Jelena, long three ball by Elena was no good, but rebounded by Kaya. Kaya to Caitlin. Caitlin puts up a two-pointer down low, no good. Gets her own rebound, take it back out to number four, Ariel. Ariel down low to Alyssa. Alyssa to Ariel, back and stolen by King Cove player Elena. Elena puts up a jumper, no good. Rebound by Jalea. Her shot up is no good. Rebound by Leilani, but her shot is no good too down low. So we have Tenalian coming down to ball now. Caitlin to Katie. Katie long pass out to Kaya. Kaya puts up a shot, no good. Gets her own rebound, pass it out to Caitlin. Caitlin, ball stolen by Emily. Here comes Elena with the ball now. Stolen by Caitlin. So she goes all the way down for a layup, and her basket counts. So we have 47-26, 3:42 left in the game. So we have a timeout for King Cove. Coach, now he's trying to straighten out his two players on to get the play right. So he needs to know that his players need to know what they're doing out there, but he needs to correct them right now and make sure the players are doing it right. And he got on them right away and make sure they're doing it. And I think that's the way they do it, because we have a state coming up, and girls need to be ready for that. So when you get to state, they know what to do, but the coaches usually get on the players right away and correct them. So we are at a timeout right now. The King Cove Rookies took that timeout, and we're at 3:38 left in the game. So we have looks like a 21-point lead by King Cove, 47-26. We have Jalea with the ball. She did a bad pass. And we have Caitlin with the ball, but she traveled with the ball, I think, and another turnover by Tanelia. So we're going to have number 14, Emily, taking the ball out for King Cove. Oh, now the ball going back to Tanelia now. We have another misfit call by the referees again. So we have Kaya with the ball right now. Passed out to Caitlin. Caitlin back out to Kaya. Kaya drives in for the basket. No good. Rebounded by Elena. And the ball went out of bounds. The ball went out of bounds by her hand. So the ball's going to go to Tanelian. Oh, now it goes back to King Cove again. So we, those referees need to start straightening out and start doing their job right. So we have Elena with the ball coming up for King Cove. Pass it off to number 11. That was Kiana. Yeah. So we have the ball was taken away from her by Kaya. So we have ball stolen by the Nalian. 2 points for Alyssa. We have Elena taking the ball out, pass it off to Emily. Emily's going to go down low to was going to go down low to Kiana, but the ball was kicked out of bounds by Canadian player. We have a substitute coming in for Canadian. John is going to be coming in. We have Sadie with the ball. Passes out to Emily. Emily dribbling the ball out. Goes side ball to Elena. Puts up a shot. No good. Recovered by 25. That's Leilani. Leilani out to Sadie. Sadie out to Katie. Emily. So we have another timeout on the floor. A 22nd timeout. We're at 28-47 by King Cove. So it looks like right at the end of the fourth period. The coach is still on the girls about their plays. He really wants to make sure that he gets them all right, but he's still discussing to them. So we shall start the game now. 2 minutes and 9 seconds left in the game. 47-28. King Cove with a 19-point lead. A very comfortable one, too. So we have Sadie taking the ball out, pass it off to Emily. Emily's going to set up the play. So pass it off to Elena downside. Side jumper by Elena was no good to the air ball. Rebounded by Ariel. Ariel to Kaya. Kaya was going to do a fast break down to Alyssa, but the ball came off her hand, so a turnover by Canadian. 1:49 left in the game, 49-28. We have a fast break going here for Kiana all the way down. She puts up a layup and in. So a good fast break by Kiana. We have the ball for Canadian. Long three ball by Jana is good. Three-pointer by Jana for the Canadian, 49-31. 1:28 left. We have Emily come down to ball now. Down low to Kiani. Puts up a two-pointer. No good. Rebound by Kaya, Canadian. Kaya's going down for the fast break. Pass it off to Caitlin. Caitlin was going to put up a jumper, but the shot was blocked by Leilani. Went out of bounds, so Canadian's going to get the ball on the side by Kaya. So we have substitute coming in for Canadian. A long three ball by John for Canadian, no good. Rebounded by Leilani. Leilani to Kiana. Kiana back to Jalea. Jalea to number 35 to Jalea. Put up two jumpers, but missed twice down low. So we have 51 seconds left in the game, 49-31. We have Leilani taking the ball out for King Cove. Pass it out to Jalea. Jalea to number five. That was Christine. Christine came in for Sadie. And number five. That was, Christine. We have 38 seconds left in the game, 49-31. We have the ball taken up by Leilani down low to Kiani. Puts up a shot down low. Good pass by Leilani down to Kiani. Puts up a two. 51-31, a 21-point lead by King Cove. 20 seconds left in the game. Caitlin Long, three ball by Kaya. Long three-pointer by Kaya for King Cove. 34-51. Good ball movement by King Cove. We had a basket down low by Jalea. Two-pointer. 53-24. We have a long three ball by one of the Canadian players, and we are at the end of the game, so we have your champions here. The King Cove rookie is heading to state with the score 53-34. So that was a good game, good hustling, good tournament by the King Cove rookie. So your lady rookies are heading in for the state tournament next week, and this was your host, John Hansen, Sr. from New Stuyahok, Alaska. Okay, we'll probably see you sometime down in the road in the future if the girls make it up here again, or if the boys make it up here. If they call me up, I'll do it again. But if they find a new one. But I'm signing off now, so I enjoyed my time with you, and I hope everything worked out, and I hope everything is great. So you guys take care, and this is John Hansen, Sr. from New Stuyahok, signing off.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Excellent game. Have a good one.
Okay. I'll talk with Austin later on.
We'll check in with Austin later. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Okay, bye. Bye-bye.